Hi, everyone, and welcome to the conclusion of our podcast, Roots and Routes, Mapping Education's Influence of Identity. We wanted a final podcast episode to tie everything together. So far, we've had the chance to listen to myself and my colleagues as we discuss the various education themes. In episode one, we discussed privilege and pathways, exploring the intersection of privilege and education access. Found it a particularly interesting perspective from our classmates related to the privilege that provides access to education and opportunity. Do you all have any other takeaways on that episode?
I guess for me, it was just, you know, reflecting on our own journey. We wanted to share, you know, our personal narratives and take that as a starting point for our reflection on educational identity. And I think there was a lot of stuff that we've taken for, I felt like I took a lot for granted in my life. And I think that our learning in education and international development has almost given me like a different lens to look at even my own story. I don't know how that was for you guys.
Yeah, I particularly enjoyed listening to the perspectives of some of my classmates, hearing, you know, classmates who had been educated in a more rural context, and then other classmates who sort of identified their comparative privilege in terms of access to education and opportunity and how that's sort of shaped their own sense of identity. I think that was quite relevant to the episode one, you know, as it relates to privilege and pathways.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then sort of just moving on to episode two, we discussed the cultural crossroads, navigating contradictory cultural identities in education. I believe we had a few different colleagues speak on that. Claire, I believe you spoke on that episode.
Yes, I did. And again, similar to what Amani was just saying, that for me personally as well, it was an opportunity for me to reflect on my own personal journey and really dive deep into my journey and what essentially provided me that pathway into my education, but also understanding who I am in those different spaces that essentially, you know, formed who I am today. So yeah, a very reflective piece, a very reflective opportunity for all of us. And again, being able to analyze and see how that impacts all of our identities was just really informative, really insightful.
And yeah, within your story in particular, I was really interested in this idea of how different cultural frameworks approach education. And sort of, you know, I like how you identified the need to develop frameworks for education that prioritize and treat cultural identity as an important aspect of that education.
Mm-hmm. That was really important. I think especially reflecting on when I was a student back then to now being a teacher, I could see the contrast and how actually it's changed for the good and how there's that platform now for students to be able to speak on their cultural identity and how that links as well to their education, which is so important.
That's great. Yeah, it's good to have some optimism as well. As you know, I think there was a range of optimism and pessimism about education outcomes and through people's different experiences. So it's good to see some positive takeaways there. I guess on episode three, we covered gendered journeys, exploring how gender shapes education experiences and identity formation. It was quite an interesting set of perspectives from the Chinese context. What did you all think of episode three?
I mean, for me, I really liked Yijin's quote that she shared from Jean-Jacques in terms of, you know, all of the education of women should be relative to men. And as we've, you know, reframed that through various gender conversations, it's almost this kind of sensitive look at how it does shape our identities, but more in terms of redefining success. Maybe that's brought to the fore through the gender conversation, but I think in so many of the different perspectives that were shared, it was what is success? You know, what is education gearing us up for and whose success is it? And what does it mean particularly for women in different parts of the world? I really enjoyed that reflection.
Yeah, and I think hearing stories related to gender for me in particular has definitely identified a need for me to be conscious of blind spots in my own identity and my own education and experiences. With episode four, we spoke about language landscapes and how language shapes educational identity and opportunity. I contributed to this one, but I really particularly enjoyed Mona's perspective on language and education and how it has shaped her own identity. And I really resonated with her ideas about the need to sort of build resilience in students through education. I thought she had quite a powerful message about the need to build students up and focus on skills in education that are perhaps more seen as soft skills. And, contrary to how language is often taught in a very knowledge-focused way. What did
Yeah,
you all think of
in those
episode four?
reflections, I really felt that you could really, we really learned just how much of a central piece to our identity language is and how contested it is in this global learning crisis and this global education system that we are aspiring towards or preparing young kids for the future through how much of their own personal interpretations and understandings of their own world is lost in that translation.
Great. And then finally, on our final episode, we discussed movements and transitions and exploring how different types of movements shape education journeys and identities through those physical movements, migration, social movements. And I believe, Claire, you spoke sort of on the transition across school levels and how that changed your own perspective. Is that right?
Yes, I did. And I also looked at your experience too, and yours also included transitioning from different geographical locations, I believe. And it's actually quite interesting to identify and find out how that also formed your identity further. And it'd be interesting to hear more as well on your perspective of how that formed and changed your identity too. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was super interesting. I mean, I think it's, I like to view my education as being complete and UCL being a part of that. And now I'm, continuing to improve my education from this very global cohort of students who have a diversity of perspectives, particularly in a room with, Sandra having experience in a few different contexts. And, we have such a range of different perspectives in the room. And I think I'm continuing to shape my own identity through it, through that education. But I've had the opportunity to live in a few different countries and learn from people in a few different countries, and I think it's sort of fundamental to my own sort of identity, and just seeing the way people learn and teach across different contexts.
And 100%, I agree. I feel like UCL, other university that we've attended, is essentially a global network. It gives us the opportunity to have access to so much information, to so many different people from different backgrounds, and that definitely has an impact on how that shapes, how we view ourselves and how we view the world.
No, absolutely. And I guess this sort of leads us to our central question: what's next? Where do we go from here? And what was the purpose of, us performing this task and creating this podcast? And I think, in discussing before we went live, I think we really want to reinforce the need to continue to share stories like this and to share perspectives like this, and our hope that other students and colleagues continue to contribute their stories.
Definitely. And I think that, the invitation to share those stories is one way that we as a group hope that we can, weave together this kind of reflection that more and more people from different backgrounds can see themselves in and can make sense of, their journeys and some of the thoughts and feelings and struggles that they're having and how that impacts, who they are as a person and what their aspirations are for their future.
Yeah, no, I think that's a quite a good way to end, and quite a hopeful message going forward. So I really do hope that some of our colleagues and future students, and perhaps even our professors, contribute to this forum. Thanks very much.